speaking with Andrew Bird by telephone about his current tour, asking if it is in support of the most recent album, Echolocations River, or just to get out on the road and perform before live audiences.
I just like to perform, whether I've got a record out or not. It just doesn't feel natural to stop cold turkey. And it kind of just informs new stuff that I'm writing, and it's just kind of part of who I am. But yes, the latest record is Echolocations, and I'm doing a live performance with projections, interacting with the field recordings, and so it's the live experience of that record, yeah.
Live performance is an essential part of your creative process, isn't it?
It is. I'm most natural on stage, not so much in the studio. I just came out of 10 days in the recording studio. I have to treat the studio like a extended performance, which is exhausting. but that's just the way I'm wired. I like, you know, reactive situations when I have to react to my environment. And that's what I like about performing.
And some of your songs get reinvented through live performance.
Yeah, I don't like to just force the 12 new songs on the record on the space. I like to hear what the space wants to hear, which is what Echolocations is all about. And then the musicians on stage. So the beginning of the performance will be solo with these projections of these site-specific compositions I did in natural environments. And that's the first short segment of the show. And then the band comes on and we do a whole array of material from the past and from the future. I like to write songs that have room in them to stay alive on stage. You know, that's important to me. Sometimes when the songs are too scripted, it can be a bit of a little hard to wriggle free from what I've written. So it's and I just got out of the studio, so there'll be a handful of new songs. It'll be a new kind of lineup for me. I'm playing with a great keyboard player and a new drummer. So the show never goes for four or five songs without changing it up. We'll play as a band and electric, and then we'll go over to a microphone and play old time acoustically, totally unplugged, and then a little bit of solo looping, and it just runs the whole gamut.
Considering that you do modify your music through live performance, are your songs ever finished?
I'd say they're always changing, because I'm always trying to pinch myself, you know, when I'm on stage, to be in the moment, to be awake and remember that, you know, trying to remember the moment of inception of the song itself, and always trying to recreate that. And sometimes I purposely create perilous situations and everything I'm doing is subject to human error. So sometimes you stumble and you got to pull out of it. And I look forward to those moments, because it makes you, you know, be there that night, you know, in a situation with the audience. And that's a cool thing.
Do you write to convey a specific message, or let the audience take from your songs what they want to take?
I think mostly the latter. Certainly my lyrics are, subject to interpretation. I get all sorts of feedback from people saying, "Did you mean this?" And sometimes what they thought it meant was possibly more interesting than what it really meant. And I like that conversation. It's a strange kind of open conversation I'm having with the audience. And I'm trying to ask questions that we're not really often asking ourselves as people. I appreciate that. I appreciate a little bit of ambiguity in a song.
Have you had an audience member give you a new perspective on one of your songs?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm just taking important epiphanies I've had over the years and just finding a place for them in my songs and build the song around it. And such as I just like whatever this idea is, I've got it. I just know I have to get it in this song and make it work. And I don't even realize myself until I've finished the song how much sense it actually makes. But yeah, I've gotten all sorts of, you know, there's often I often touch on sort of phenomena in science and nature that kind of pique my curiosity. I like ideas that there's something there that's telling us about what we're made of, but I don't get to the bottom of it really. So that's what starts the conversation, and I get letters from astrophysicists, you know, saying, "I think you were talking about this." And they go off, and I learn something, you know.
How important is the natural world to your music, and how much does it inform it?
It's very important. I mean, not only does it provide me with interesting words to work with, it's just an opportunity to step back. Like, what else is the form of songwriting good for, if not to get into these more abstract, bigger ideas? You only have 3.5-4 minutes, and it's not enough time to write a novel or even tell a story with a beginning, middle, and end, usually. So I see it as an opportunity to really go to the big picture questions, and sometimes they zoom from the macro to the micro. Like I might be talking about some international conflict and the psychology of that, or I could be talking about, you know, two people having a rough time. It's you can take it how you like it. It's just a very ripe, fertile area. It's not like I'm a total science geek and subscribe to Scientific American or anything. I am interested in like unusual corners of history or science. Like I said, things that just that hint at something bigger of what we're put together.
Is solitude important for your creative process?
But a mix of that and collaboration at times. But the writing process it's a lot of hours on the couch, just in a very internal world. And then you have to go about projecting it outward. And there's a little bit of collaboration, because everything is in your head, you don't really have any need for pronouns, because it's all internal dialogues. And then you realize when you've got the song, you're like, wait, who's talking here? Who's speaking to whom? Is this two people or is this just me? You know, there's a bit of translation necessary between the internal world to the outer world. And then also sitting on the couch night after night after everyone's asleep working, you're in hushed tones. You then go about, okay, how do I turn this into something that fills the room? And so I have a whole process of going into different rooms and singing and finding out what key it's supposed to be in. And then the whole band collaboration is, you know, a big part of it.